Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, ADHD for Smartass Women, How to Fall in Love with Your Neurodivergent Brain, by Tracy Otsuka. Is an empowering guide designed specifically for women who are diagnosed with ADHD or suspect they may be neurodivergent. With a refreshing and candid approach, Otsuka, who herself was diagnosed with ADHD late in life, aims to help women see their unique brain wiring not as a deficit, but as a powerful asset. The book is a vibrant blend of personal anecdotes, scientific research, and practical advice, all aimed at helping women embrace their ADHD and leverage it to thrive in various aspects of life. Through her engaging writing, Otsuka provides insights that challenge the stigma associated with ADHD and encourages women to harness their inherent strengths. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, understanding ADHD in women. Tracy Otsuka's book highlights a critical, often overlooked issue: the manifestation of ADHD in women and how it is frequently misdiagnosed or overlooked due to gender biases in traditional ADHD narratives. Women with ADHD often exhibit symptoms like inattentiveness, internalized restlessness, and emotional dysregulation, which differ significantly from the more conspicuous hyperactivity often seen in males. Otsuka explores the societal and medical misconceptions that lead to late diagnoses for women, which often result in secondary issues such as low self-esteem, anxiety, and depression. By empowering women with knowledge about these unique challenges, Otsuka opens up a discussion about a more inclusive and understanding approach to neurodiversity. Secondly, harnessing ADHD strengths. One of the core themes in ADHD for Smartass Women is the idea of leveraging ADHD traits as strengths, rather than viewing them solely as obstacles. Otsuka discusses characteristics such as hyperfocus, creativity, and high energy levels, explaining how these can be advantageous when properly managed and aligned with one's goals. For instance, hyperfocus can lead to exceptional achievements in areas of passion, while heightened creativity can foster innovative thinking and problem-solving skills. Otsuka provides practical strategies for women to identify their strengths and align their careers and personal lives to their neurodivergent traits, thereby cultivating success and fulfillment. Thirdly, strategies for everyday challenges. Living with ADHD involves navigating daily challenges that can overshadow the condition's strengths. Otsuka provides a wealth of strategies to manage these issues, including organizing tasks, managing time efficiently, and handling emotional fluctuations. She emphasizes the importance of structured routines and breaking tasks into smaller, manageable steps to avoid overwhelm. Furthermore, Otsuka discusses how technology can aid in organization and productivity, and she offers advice on building supportive relationships that help manage the emotional aspects of ADHD, such as feelings of isolation or misunderstandings in personal relationships. Fourthly, the power of community and support. Recognizing the importance of support, Otsuka dedicates a significant portion of her book to discussing the role of community in a neurodivergent woman's life. She advocates for seeking out or creating ADHD-friendly spaces where experiences and strategies can be shared. The author highlights online communities, support groups, and therapy options that specialize in ADHD, emphasizing how critical it is for women to connect with others who understand their experiences. These communities not only offer practical advice, but also provide emotional support that can be crucial in building self-confidence and resilience. Lastly, overcoming stigma and self-doubt. Stigma around ADHD, especially in adult women, often leads to significant self-doubt and internalized shame. Otsuka tackles these challenges head-on by encouraging women to reframe their thinking about ADHD. She promotes the adoption of a strengths-based perspective and advocates for self-acceptance and self-love. By sharing her personal journey and those of other women, she offers readers models of resilience and success. Her approach not only aims to combat stigma, but also encourages women to rethink what it means to live with ADHD, turning a narrative of struggle into one of empowerment and pride. In conclusion, ADHD for Smartass Women, How to Fall in Love with Your Neurodivergent Brain, is a must-read for women who have ADHD, think they may have it, or simply want to understand more about neurodiversity. Tracy Otsuka's personal and insightful approach makes this book a powerful tool for self-discovery and personal growth. It not only provides practical advice tailored to the unique needs of women with ADHD, but also inspires readers to embrace their differences as strengths. This book serves as a beacon of hope and guidance for women, empowering them to rewrite their ADHD narratives towards success and fulfillment. By reading this book, women can learn to appreciate their neurodivergent brains and unlock their true potential, ultimately benefiting both their personal and professional lives. If you would like to support Tracy Otsuka, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.